Inshallah, we will be beginning now the lecture that will be delivered by Sheikh Abu Usama Salim al-Hilali. It shall be in regards and covering the topic, the Muslim woman's role in raising or building a successful family and household. Inshallah, please remain as silent as possible. If you have young children, please console them and make sure they are not crying out loud. If they cry, please take them outside so that the rest of the sisters have an opportunity to gain as much benefit from the lecture. Please, inshallah, remain as silent as possible.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلق من كل شيء زوجين اثنين وهذا الأمر يوجد في كل أمر في هذا الكون في النباتات وفي الحيوانات وفي الجمادات وفي الإنسان قال الله سبحانه وتعالى سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون فالزوجية موجودة في كل شيء وأهميتها تتجلى أن البناء الكوني لا يتم ولا يستقر إلا بوجود الشيء وضده الشيء وزوجه من كل شيء زوجين اثنين ولذلك فالإنسان لا يشذ عن هذه القاعدة ولذلك امتن الله سبحانه وتعالى على الناس وجعل ذلك من آياته فقال وهو الذي جعل خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إذن فوجود الرجل والمرأة في بيت واحد مما يعمل على استقرار الحياة واستمرارها ولذلك فإن لكل من الزوج والزوجة الأثر الفعال في بناء هذا البيت واستقرار هذه الأسرة واستمرارها وإدخال السعادة عليها.
السلام عليكم. The Sheikh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by sending peace and blessings upon his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by reciting you as part of Khutbat al-Hajjah that I'm sure we are all well acquainted of. He began by stating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in pairs. All existence has this principle instituted in it. Plants, animals, everything that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been created with a pair, in pairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes this in the Qur'an by saying, Glory be to the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created everything in pairs. Also, we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in creating everything in pairs, has established this as a way of completing one half with another. And therefore Allah described the Muslim union, the Muslim marriage of a man and a woman, as a completion and as a source of love and security by saying, It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to Him, who has created from a single soul a partner for it, so that it may find love and security in it. This is something that is undeniable, something that is known and established, and it is something that the foundation of the healthy Muslim family must support and must understand in order to further the establishment of the laws of Allah and of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is one of the first realizations that must be made in order to begin building a successful Muslim family and raising it on the account of the actions that one half of the partners, in this case, it will be the discussion with the Muslim sisters, inshaAllah, what are the things that she must undertake to ensure a successful family and a healthy situation.
وقد بيّن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أهمية المرأة في البيت المسلم وأنها سبب في إدخال السعادة عليه وإنجاح بنائه واستمرار حياته وأنها مسؤولة أمام ربها تبارك وتعالى عن هذه الوظيفة الربانية التي اختارها الله تبارك وتعالى لها فقال سبحانه وتعالى وقرن في بيوتكن مما يدل على أن أفضل مكان للمرأة تمارس فيه عبودية ربها هو بيت زوجها ولذلك جعلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم راعية لهذا البيت مسؤولة عن هذا البيت وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته الإمام راع وهو مسؤول عن رعيته والرجل راع وهو مسؤول عن رعيته والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها وهي مسؤولة عن رعيتها إذن فالمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها أي في هذا البيت المسلم ولذلك ينبغي عليها أن تعمل على إسعاد هذا البيت المسلم وعلى بنائه البناء الشرعي وعلى توفير الحماية له من كل أسباب تدمير الأسرة المسلمة وأن تعي لما يحيكه أعداء الله تبارك وتعالى لها لتكون وسيلة أو صيدا سهلا للشيطان ثم تدمر الأسرة المسلمة فهم يعرفون ويعلمون ويعملون أنهم إذا أفسدوا المرأة المسلمة استطاعوا أن يفسدوا البيت المسلم ثم استطاعوا أن يفسدوا المجتمع فما المجتمع إلا بيوت وما البيوت إلا زوج وزوجة.
The Sheikh continued that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many different ahadith and in many different places has shown the importance of the Muslim woman, especially her importance and her role in building a successful and healthy relationship in her home. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the general orders that He has given to the Muslim woman, in Surah Al-Ahzab we see He says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ and stay in your homes. This verse implies that the best place and the place that the Muslim woman can reach the pinnacle of her relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by being a good Muslima in her home, by protecting it, guarding it, teaching the inhabitants of the home the laws of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining this ayah and other ayat, he mentions a hadith that is very important by saying, all of you have been given responsibilities, and each of you shall be held to account in how well he upheld his responsibility. In mentioning in hadith, he says, the Muslim woman is responsible for her home, and she will be asked and questioned about what she has done in fulfilling her responsibility and duty in the home. Therefore, we understand that the Muslim woman must be responsible for protecting her home, cleansing it, purifying it from the evils of the shaitan, making sure that there is a healthy situation in it for her children, for her husband, for herself. All of these are responsibilities that she as a Muslim woman must strive to maintain and uphold. If the Muslim woman becomes corrupt by the influences and ideas of the disbelievers, the home will become corrupt. And if the home becomes corrupt, the children and the lineage will become corrupt. And what is society if it is not a collection of homes that contain individuals coming together? So therefore, if the Muslim woman becomes corrupt, she will be the weak link in the home. the rest of society will suffer on account of her weakness in not establishing the laws of Allah in her home and with her family.
فإذا تبين أهمية وجود المرأة المسلمة في البيت المسلم فلا بد أن نبين ما هو المطلوب من المرأة المسلمة في بيتها، فإن معرفة ما هو مطلوب منها يساعدها على تحقيق هذا الأمر. فالمطلوب من المرأة المسلمة أمران: الأمر الأول توفير الجو الملائم لزوجها، والأمر الثاني رعاية أبنائها. أما الأمر الأول فهو مأخوذ من قول الله تبارك وتعالى: لتسكنوا إليها، فجعل الزوج سكنا لزوجها، ولا يكون السكن سكنا إلا إذا كان فيه جو مناسب ملائم يسكن الإنسان إليه ويستريح فيه ويهوي بقلبه إليه. ثم هي ستر لزوجها، كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى: هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. واللباس هو ستر للإنسان. إذن فالوظيفة الأولى للمرأة أن تحقق السكن والراحة والطمأنينة للزوج، وأن تكون سترا لزوجها. الأمر الثاني هو رعاية أبنائها والقيام على أمورهم، لأنها مسؤولة عنهم أمام الله تبارك وتعالى، وهذا من قول الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. فالمرأة مسؤولة عن أهل بيتها، وأهل بيتها هم أبناؤها، وكذلك جعلها الرسول راعية، فقال: والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها، والراعي هو الذي يرعى رعيته ويحميها ويختار لها المناسب لتستمر ولتستقر.
Further, we understand, after having understood the importance of the role of the woman and that she is an integral part of the relationship inside the home, we ask ourselves, what is asked of the Muslim woman? What are her responsibilities? They are broken down into two broad general terms. First, she has a responsibility for cultivating a healthy situation in the home for the husband and for the children. Second, her responsibility is in raising the children and educating them. As for the first one, making a healthy situation and cultivating it, it comes from the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran that the spouse find solace in her. That your Muslim husband, he should find solace in being with you. Therefore, it becomes her responsibility, according to the words of Allah, to cultivate this solace, to cultivate this sense of security, tranquility and peace in the home. She is the one that is to dictate the mood of how the house and the home will be running. Also, we see another ayah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the woman is like the garment of the man, and the man is like the garment of the woman. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. The garment or the clothing, it implies protection. Therefore, the Muslim woman is a protection for her Muslim husband, her man. And he is also a source of protection and security for her. Therefore, she has a responsibility of protecting his secrets, protecting his wealth, protecting his children, protecting his home from intruders and from people that he does not wish to enter it. As for the second point, which is her duty in raising children, it comes from the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, a general verse, O ye who believe, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, protect yourself and then your family, meaning children, spouse and so forth, from the fire. So therefore, it is a responsibility of the Muslim as being a person from those who believe in Allah that she must strive to protect herself and her family. Also, we see in the general hadith that we mentioned earlier, the Prophet ﷺ said that the Muslim woman is responsible in her home. Her responsibilities range to dealing with her children, educating them, teaching them the manners, protecting them, showing them what is right and what is wrong, cultivating all of these important aspects in their daily life and in their daily routine, so that they will be raised in a clean and secure manner.
وحتى تحقق المرأة هذه الوظيفة الربانية فقد شرع الإسلام لها وسائل تحقيق ذلك ومما يساعدها على ذلك أولا معرفة كل من الزوجين طبيعة الآخر فعلى المرأة أن تعرف طبيعة زوجها وعلى الرجل أن يتعرف على طبيعة زوجه فإن معرفة طبائع الأشياء يساعد على تقبلها وقد بين الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في كثير من الأحاديث وكثير من المواقف طبائع الرجال وطبائع النساء وهذا لا يتم للمرأة المسلمة إلا بتعلم دينها والسؤال عن الأمور التي تهمها الأمر الثاني أن تعلم المرأة المسلمة أنها ببناء هذا البيت المسلم تؤدي وظيفة ربانية تعبد الله تبارك وتعالى فهي تتقرب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى بهذه العلاقة وبهذه الوظيفة وبهذا التكليف الرباني سبحانه وتعالى ومما يدل على ذلك أن امرأة ذات يوم سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد حملت طفلها ألهذا حج يا رسول الله قال نعم ولك أجر مما يدل على أن القيام على رعاية شؤون الأبناء والأزواج هو تعبد يأجر الله تبارك وتعالى عليه الأمر الآخر أن تعلم المرأة أن استقرار البيت المسلم واستمراره أمر محبوب إلى الله وندب إليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولذلك أمر الأزواج أن يتزوجوا الزوجات الصالحة ذات الدين الودود الولود التي تعمل على استمرار هذا البيت وعلى بناء هذا البيت وعلى تجنيب هذا البيت ما يتهدده تفضل
Now we come to the point where we ask ourselves again, how do we make our home have a healthy situation in it? What are some of the things that we can implement to build a secure home on the establishment of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Prophet ﷺ? The Sheikh says and advises from the most important things, first of all, is to learn the habits of your husband. And also it is incumbent upon the husband to learn the habits of his wife. This is something that is important as has been shown in many ahadith in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Muslim woman is to strive to learn about her husband as much as she can. And this can only come about by learning what our deen, our religion has dictated in terms of how to deal with one's husband. So therefore the important point is that she learns his habits, learns his manners and shows him how she can accommodate them with the words of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, the Muslim woman must realize that her responsibility in the home is a way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is part of keeping her duty to Allah. A woman once came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while she was holding a child in her hand, she asked him, "Will I be rewarded for this, O Messenger of Allah?" implying taking care of the child and raising him according to the tenets of Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ answered her in the affirmative by saying, yes, you will be rewarded. Third, from the things that a Muslim woman can do to build a healthy relationship in her home and cultivate it, is to know that building a peaceful home is a way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet Muhammad ﷺ advise the Muslim men to seek when they are asking for a woman's hand in marriage. To seek out the woman who is walud, the Muslim woman who is loving, caring, tender. The Muslim woman who is also walud, who will be a source of a long lineage. So this is something that the Muslim man was advised with, to look for the woman who is caring, who is kind, who is tender. For a peaceful home must be built on tenderness and kindness and respect. So therefore, these are from the things that we were advised as Muslim men to seek when we are seeking a Muslim wife.
أيضا ومن الوسائل التي تساعد على تحقيق السعادة البيتية أن يحاول الزوجان دائما حل مشاكلهم داخل البيت، لا يخرجون هذه المشاكل إلى خارج البيت ما استطاعوا إلى ذلك سبيلا، وعدم عرض المشاكل التي تحدث بينهما أمام أبنائهما. وأمر آخر هو أن توطن المرأة المسلمة الصالحة نفسها على تحمل أعباء الأسرة مع زوجها، وذلك إذا حصل ضيق في العيش، وذلك بالتدبير وبالتحمل لما يجري من أقدار الله تبارك وتعالى على هذه الأسرة. وللمرأة المسلمة أسوة في زوج إسماعيل عليه السلام، وهذا الحديث موجود في البخاري، فقد ثبت عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أنه أخبر أن إبراهيم زار ولده إسماعيل فلم يجده ووجد زوجته فسألها عن حالهم، فشكت له شرف العيش وقلة ذات اليد، فقال لها إذا عاد زوجك قولي له فليغير عتبة بيته. فلما عاد زوجها إسماعيل عليه السلام قال من أتاكم؟ فذكرت له صفة الذي جاء، فقال هذا والدي. فقال ماذا قال لك؟ قالت قولي لزوجك فليغير عتبة بيته. قال إنه أبي وقد أمرني بتطليقك، اذهبي أو الحقي بأهلك. فطلقها. لماذا طلقها؟ لأنها لم تصبر على الحال التي هي فيها، ولم تصبر على قلة ذات يد التي يعيشها زوجها. ثم عاد إسماعيل وتزوج زوجة أخرى، فعاد إبراهيم من السنة القادمة وسأل زوجته الثانية، فشكرت الله وذكرت خيرا، فقال قولي لزوجك إذا عاد فليمسك عتبة بيته. فقال لها إسماعيل عليه السلام هذا أبي وقد أمرني بأن أمسكك. نعم، إن المرأة عتبة البيت المسلم، فلا يخرج شيئا ولا يدخل شيئا في هذا البيت إلا ويمر بعتبة الباب، لا يمر ببيت المرأة بالمسلمة يمر بها، فلا بد أن تكون إذن مسؤولة عن ذلك أمام ربها. فإذا ضيعت المرأة فتضيع نفسها وتضيع بيتها وتضيع أولادها، وإذا حافظت المرأة فهي تحافظ على نفسها وعلى بيتها وعلى أولادها.
The Sheikh continued by advising us with some more hints to how to build a loving relationship in the home by saying number four is to try to work out the family issues and the problems that may arise inside the home, not to involve other people, not to run to the imam as soon as something wrong happens, but to try to work it out inside the home and not let it get out of hand. And also not to divulge any of the family problems in front of young children or children in the household. Number five, the Sheikh says from the most important points is the Muslim woman must be patient. She must have patience. And this is vividly shown in the example as is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari in the story of Ismail and his father Ibrahim. Ismail was married to a woman and Ibrahim came to visit his son. And upon arriving to his home, he found that Ismail was away from the house. So he asked Ismail's wife, how is the situation? How is your life with Ismail? Without telling her that he is his father. She said, we have little food, and she began to complain. He told her, when your husband returns, inform him that he is to change his doorstep. He is to change the entrance of his door. So when Ismail returned from his trip, she informed him of what the man had told her, who was in fact his father Ibrahim. And Ismail told her, return to your family or you are divorced. My father has just ordered me to leave you, to divorce you. And the reason for this was she was not patient. She showed Ibrahim that she was a woman who was not patient, was not willing to put up with some of the hardships in life. Then Ibrahim came a year later and found a new wife that Ismail had married. And once again Ismail was out of the home when he arrived. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked the wife of Ismail, his son, "How is your situation? How is your life?" She said, "Alhamdulillah, everything is fine." And she did not complain. He told her, when your husband returns, tell him to hold onto his doorstep and not to change it. Meaning that when he's to return, tell him this. This informed Ismail that his wife was pious and was patient and that he should not divorce her. Therefore, we see that the woman, as is shown in this example, is like the doorstep of the home. Everything must pass through her. She is the one who is in control of what enters and what leaves. She is the one who is in control of setting the mood of the home. If she is impatient, if she is hurried in her words, therefore there will be ill treatment and hardship that will follow. But if she is patient and obedient to Allah and guarding of her home and guarding of her children, therefore it will be a situation that will have in it a healthy attitude for the husband, wife, and the children.
ومن الأسباب التي تفسد الأسر وتدمر كيان البيوت المسلمة أمران ننبه عليهما. أولا خروج المرأة من بيتها وإهماله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرأة عورة فإذا خرجت استشرفها الشيطان. من هذه الآية وهذا الحديث يتبين أن خير مكان للمرأة هو بيتها وأنها لا تخرج منه إلا لحاجة لها، وأنها إذا خرجت منه إما لا تخرج، لا إذا خرجت لغير حاجتها فيلزمها أن تقع في التبرج وتقع في استشراف الشيطان لها. ومن المعلوم في الواقع أن أعداء الله تبارك وتعالى دائما يحاولون إخراج المرأة المسلمة من بيتها وجعلها وسيلة لإفساد الأمم، وهذا واقع المجتمعات الغربية. فما فسدت المجتمعات الغربية وتحللت ودب إليها السوء والفساد إلا بتحلل المرأة وخروجها من بيتها. الأمر الثاني هو عدم تحمل المرأة لمسؤولياتها مباشرة، فعلى المرأة أن تتحمل مسؤوليتها التي بيناها مباشرة ولا تتخذ وسائط إلى ذلك، لأن هذا يضعف رعايتها ومعرفتها بأسباب سعادة بيتها أو شقاوته. فإذا جعلت بينها وبين بيتها وسائط فهذا يضعف البيت ويضعف وظيفتها ويضعف حالها في بيتها. إذن هذه الأمور من الأمور التي تعمل على تدمير البيوت المسلمة. فعلى المرأة التي تتقي الله أن تبتعد عن هذه الأمور ما استطاعت إلى ذلك سبيلا.
The Sheikh now begins another segment with us by saying, we have understood what are some of the things that will make the house peaceful and secure. He now discusses what will ruin some of the peace and security in the home. He gives us two examples by saying, the Muslim home and the Muslim sister, if she does one of these two things, she is putting her home in liability and will be held responsible for it. First is leaving the home and not keeping it and not keeping a good home. As the Prophet ﷺ has said, the woman is awra. When she leaves the home, the shaytan does istashrafaha shaytan, meaning he makes her high in the sight of other men. Alaha fi a'yunin nas. He makes her something that is a possession or something that is important in the sight of men. So therefore she is used by the shaytan to influence people outside her home. We see this as being an important point, because once the Muslim woman leaves her home constantly for no valid reason or for without a reason, it shows that she is being used by the shaytan, that she has now become a pawn that he uses in attacking some of the worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also in attacking her own self. She becomes a pawn. And this was something that the disbelievers, past and present and also in the future, will constantly strive for. They wish for the Muslim woman to exit her home. They wish for the Muslim woman to exit her home, to put herself in a situation where she is uncovered, in a state where she can be manipulated by people right, left and center. So this is an important issue. The Muslim woman should strive to remain in her home, in the company of her children, in the company of her security, building a valid, an established relationship with her husband. Second of the things that may ruin the Muslim home is the Muslim sister or woman not fulfilling her duties, constantly neglecting the duties that have been allotted to her, that we have discussed with you previously. The five duties that we have mentioned are important for the Muslim sister to establish in building a successful home. If she intentionally and willingly leaves these things, or causes someone else to take responsibility for them, she becomes out of touch with the necessities that her home needs, becomes out of sync with what the home requires, and therefore she loses touch with her children and with her husband. This will lead to a destruction of the home sooner than later. Inshallah, now we will turn to some of the questions that you had put forth from the first lecture. Is the woman's money her husband's money? Does the husband have rights over the over his wife's money? Or does she have a say in her own wealth, especially if she had it before marrying him?
بالنسبة لمال المرأة يجوز لها الاستقلال بمال لها، ومما يدل على ذلك ما تواتر عن السلف الأول أن النساء كنا يحتفظن بمال لهن، بل كانت بعض النساء تملك مالا ويجب عليه الزكاة، وكانت تتصدق من صدقة مالها على زوجها. من أمثال زينب زوجة عبد الله بن مسعود، فقد سألت أيجوز أن تتصدق على زوجها، فأجاز لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك. زوجها فقير وهي غنية، فلم ينتقل مال المرأة إلى مال زوجها، ولو وجب لما جازت الصدقة من مالها إلى زوجها. هذا أمر، لكنها حتى تحافظ على بيتها فإنها لا تهب، أي لا تخرج هبة أو تفسد مالها إلا بإذن زوجها. يعني ما تخرج شيء من مالها هبة تطوعا إلا بإذن زوجها، وهذا من باب أن يحافظ الشرع على العلاقة بين الزوج وزوجته، وحتى تستقر الحياة في البيت المسلم. نعم.
The Sheikh answered the question about the Muslim woman's wealth, if she can have her own money. He answers by saying, the Muslim woman can have her own money. It is shown in the Salaf al-Awwal, meaning the Sahaba, that many of the women, some of the women had their own wealth. And it came to the point that they would give their zakah, the zakah that was incurred on the money that they had, to their husbands. And this is shown in the famous story of Zainab, when she asked the Prophet ﷺ if she had the ability or if it was permitted for her to give her zakah to her husband Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So therefore we understand that if it was Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud's money upon marrying her, she would not be permitted to give him zakah, because you cannot give yourself. Therefore it was her money, and therefore the Muslim sister can contain and have her own money that she enters into marriage with, or that she earns while married. As for her spending of the money, it is important for her to inform her husband before spending the money out of her own discretion. Even if it is for herself, she should inform her husband before spending the money, so that the relationship will not have holes or faults being punched into it as a result of inconveniences and things of the sort. With regard to the woman remaining in the home and her duties being in the home, how does she balance this if she is forced out of necessity to work, and this work takes her away 10 hours per day, 5 days per week? Is she relieved of some of the household duties due to this hardship?
هل يجوز لزوجها أن يعاونها في الشغل في البيت؟ يعني هل يجب عليه أن يساعدها في شغل البيت؟
قد نظم الإسلام العلاقة بين المرأة وبين زوجها. وظيفة الرجل أنه يكد ويسعى على بيته، بمعنى يوفر النفقة للبيت المسلم، وهذا مما يجعل المرأة تستغني عن العمل. إذن الواجب على الرجل أن يكد ويتعب ويعمل ويشقى حتى يوفر النفقة لبيته المسلم، لزوجته وأطفاله ومن يعول. مقابل هذا المرأة ترعى بيت زوجها، بمعنى أولا توفر له الحياة الكريمة والراحة والطمأنينة والستر، ثانيا ترى أبنائها، ثلاث تقوم بأعمال البيت. إذن فعمل البيت واجب على المرأة، ووجوبه على المرأة لا يعني أنه لا يجوز للرجل إن وجد وقتا أو وجد همة أن يساعد زوجته، لكنه لا يجب عليه. فقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحلب شاته ويخصف نعله وكان في عمل أهله، فإذا حضرت الصلاة أقبل عليها. نعم.
إذا كان لو خرج
لا يجب عليه مقابل خروجه.
خلاص.
ولا يجب عليه الخروج.
نعم.
بل هو يجب عليه.
نعم. The Sheikh answers by saying, "It is wajib upon the man to be responsible for working outside the home or from in the home to earn enough money to support his family, meaning his wife and children and any of those whom he is responsible for supporting. This is something that he must fulfill. It is his obligation as part of his marriage to the sister and to his children that he is to support them as best as he has the ability. Equally, it is the responsibility of the Muslim sister to work, which is an equal share in her home, helping with raising the children and taking care and making sure that the household is in order and has a sense of security and solace. This does not mean that the Muslim husband is not supposed to work in the home or should not work in the home. It means that if he has the ability to help out with some of the chores and duties, as the Prophet ﷺ did, he is permitted to do so, yet he cannot be forced in doing so, as the Muslim woman cannot be forced to exit her home to work. So therefore, the Muslim man is responsible for earning, the Muslim woman is responsible for maintaining. The Muslim man is not responsible for maintaining, and the Muslim woman is not responsible for going out to earn some of the wealth to support the household. If a brother buys his wife something which was for both of them to share, then when he divorces her or divorces his wife, how do they handle the situation? Does she take the thing, does she take the object, or does he keep it?
هو وهي شاركوا في شراء بعد الطلاق، مثلا لو كانت طيبة
يعني هو ملكها هذا الشيء
هو ملكه يعني هو اللي اشتراها لكن كان لها وله
كيف له وله وهبها هبة يعني
مش هبة
يعني جعلها تستعمل
نعم
بالنسبة لهذا السؤال فإن ملكية الأمر هذا يعود للرجل لأنه اشتراه من حر ماله أما إذا وهب هذا الشيء لزوجته فتصبح مالكة لهذا الشيء ولا يحق له الرجوع في هبته نعم
The Sheikh answers the question by saying if the Muslim man, if the husband purchased this object with his own money and did not transfer it to her by giving it to her, it would remain his property and it would be under his discretion. Yet, if he purchased the product or whatever it was and gave it to her, informing her that it was for her use, then it would be her property, even if he was the one who had originally bought it, and therefore he would have no say in it or no claim to it. If a man and woman have children out of wedlock, then they both accept Islam and they get married. Is the children or are the children now halal children and the father has to uphold his rights to them?
هل كانت علاقتهم قبل الإسلام زواج؟
لا ما كانت زواج.
ما كان زواج.
لا ينسب إليه. هل عليه أن يؤدي يدفع لهم المال ويربيهم؟
نعم.
بالنسبة لهذا السؤال فإن الأبناء الذين كانوا قبل الإسلام إذا كانوا من زواج شرعي في ذلك الدين الذي كان يعتنقه الأبوان فقد أقر الإسلام الناس على أنكحتهم فلما جاء الإسلام ودخل الناس في الدين لم يأمر الإسلام الأزواج بتجديد عقود زواجهم وأبناؤهم يكون أبناء شرعيين لكن إذا كانت العلاقة بين المرأة والرجل علاقة غير شرعية لا يقرها ذلك الدين الذي كان عليه الرجل والمرأة فهذه علاقة سفاح فلا ينسب الأبناء إلى الزوجين وبما أنه لا ينسب الأبناء إلى الزوجين فلكن تجب النفقة عليهم على الأبوين نفقة الأبناء أنا
The Sheikh answers the question by saying if the man and woman had these children in wedlock wedlock that was known according to the religion that they were in before, the children would be established as theirs after they accept Islam. But since in the question it says they had the children out of wedlock, the children would not be established under the man. They would not be known as his children. Yet, it is incumbent upon him to support them as he would support his own children. If a husband is not practicing his religion, he only occasionally prays and oppresses his wife, what should she do?
رجل ما يصلي إلا قليل زوجها ما يصلي إلا قليلا كيف تنصحه ما عليها؟
المسلم والمسلمة والمؤمن والمؤمنة بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر فإذا قصرت المرأة يجب على زوجها أن يأمرها بالمعروف وينهاها عن المنكر وكذلك إذا قصر الزوج أو أخطأ فعلى الزوجة أن تأمره بالمعروف وتنهاه عن المنكر ضمن الشروط الشرعية فهذا الزوج المقصر بالصلاة ينبغي على زوجته أن تأمره بالصلاة وتحذره من العقوبة وتحبب إليه دين الإسلام وتساعده على ذلك ولعل الله سبحانه وتعالى يهدي هذا الرجل بهذه المرأة الصالحة إن شاء الله
آمين The Sheikh answers the question by saying the Muslim and the Muslima, and the Mu'min and the Mu'mina are helpers of one another to piety. Therefore, if the Muslim husband sees his wife straying, it becomes his responsibility to guide her back to the words of Allah and the Sunnah, to bring her back to what is best. Equally, if this is something that is clear and must be done, and it is something that she is to try to make it love to him, show him the importance of prayer, the importance of the things that he is neglecting. And the Shaykh asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the brother a source of guidance through his Muslim sister who is concerned about his situation. Exactly what can a woman do to help the masjid and community? If a sister possesses skills and qualities that the men do not, can she become involved in planning and betterment in the community?
أولا كما قلنا أفضل مكان للمرأة في بيتها ولا يجب عليها أمر خارج بيتها. علاقتها بالمسجد أنه يجوز لها الخروج للصلاة في المسجد وحضور مجالس العلم في المسجد، ولكن بيتها خير لها، ولكن بيتها خير لها. قال به من مع الله بيوت الله وبيوتهن خير لهن. وأما أن تؤدي دور ما في المسجد فهذا لا يجب عليها، وإذا كان عندها من العلم الشرعي ومن الأمور التي تقول فتجتمع مع أخواتها في أحد البيوت، في بيوتها، في بيتها أو بيت أحد أخواتها، فتعلم أخواتها ما علمها الله تبارك وتعالى. نعم.
The Sheikh answers the question by saying, we have mentioned to you and we will mention to you again that the best place for the Muslim sister is in the sanctity of her home, the sanctuary of her home. This is where she can reach perfection in her relationship with Allah. She is permitted to exit her home without any question in regards to establishment of the salah and in regards to attending Islamic classes to increase her knowledge. As for the Muslim sister having certain skills and certain abilities, it is not compulsory for her to use them. Yet, if she has these abilities, she should try to use them to her best ability by being flexible. If she has the ability to work out of her home, so be it. If she can invite other sisters to her home, teach them and things like this, this would be best for her, inshaAllah ta'ala. نختار آخر سؤال إن شاء الله. What is the ruling of a sister who is not married but she has a 6-year-old son and a 7-year-old younger sister, and she wants to take them away from this land to study Islam and raise them in a Muslim country? Can her young child who is 6 years old be her wali on that trip?
عندها ست، هي غير متزوجة، متزوجة، عندها ست سنوات. هل يجوز ابنها أن يكون وليها في السفر أو مرافقة في السفر؟ هي تريد تنزل إلى بلاد الإسلام وتسكن هناك.
بالنسبة للمحرم والولي ينبغي أن يكون مميزا يستطيع رعاية المرأة والمحافظة على حقوقها ودفع الأذى عنها، هذا المقصود من الولي ومن المحرم. فالطفل صاحب 6 سنوات لا يستطيع أن يقوم بذلك، لكن هذه الأخت المسلمة إذا لم يكن لها ولي مسلم وتريد الهجرة إلى بلاد المسلمين فيجوز لها الخروج هجرة لله ورسوله ضرورة. نعم.
The Sheikh answers, and this was our final question, inshallah. We will answer all of your questions in the next coming sessions and at night, inshallah, tonight. The Sheikh answers the question by saying, the wali or the mahram should be of the age of majority, so that he has the ability to be a protector and capable of defending the people he is traveling with and making right decisions. But if this sister, as she has claimed, has no wali, she can still make hijrah irrelevant of the age of the child as a way of making hijrah to Allah, for Allah and for His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if she has intended to make the hijrah as a way of self-preservation and protection of her family. Therefore, she may still travel to the lands of the Muslims, protecting herself and her lineage, her brother and her sister, insha'Allah ta'ala. So this is where we will conclude. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. The questions that have not been answered, I will keep them with me, inshallah ta'ala, and we will have them answered and put with the regular other questions, inshallah. السلام عليكم.